Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
That makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chunkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here on the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go all across the country, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Time to talk a little baseball. Join us on the Rude Guest Hotline. It's Mike Rizzo, President GM of the Washington Nationals. He's presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Junkies. How are you?
Doing great.
Doing well.
Doing great. You must be doing okay after a nice dub yesterday.
Yeah, felt good. We needed it, and pitched well, and got some timely hits, and it was a cold night, and it was a good one to win. Yeah,
James Woods, the real deal, Holyfield. I don't know if you know that.
He's a good young player, and just getting better and better each game, and got a great attitude and good skill set, and has got a chance to be a really good one for us.
Do you remember the first time you saw him? How old was he?
We had seen him in high school playing in Florida in that year's draft, and then we scouted him pretty thoroughly throughout the year that we made the trade for him. So we had seen him play a lot.
Talk about it's kind of ugly with Paul DeJong getting hit in the face by Keller, and they said he went in for scans and they didn't release the results. Is it serious or is he going to be okay?
I'm pretty sure he'll be okay, but I'm almost positive. I haven't seen him obviously today yet, but I'm almost positive it'll be a DL, an IL situation.
Right.
The ball hit him pretty flush, and it was unfortunate, ugly incident he took the brunt of the ball to his face pretty thoroughly. So. I just assume that the eye will be closed and something, his nose or something will be broken. And so I would anticipate that an injury list will be the next thing in order today for him. So our prayers go out to him. I haven't seen him yet, but we're thinking about him, and it was an ugly incident.
That sucks.
A cold night and a slick ball, and that's the unfortunate part about baseball is things like that happen, and I know the pitcher Keller felt terrible about it.
Yeah, I was going to say, does a situation like that, will Keller just send a message through the PR to Paul? How does that work after the game?
Yeah, I'm sure they'll I'm sure he'll reach out and touch base with them. Different ways of doing it, and I don't know which way he'll do it, but we know what obviously wasn't intentional. It was kind of something that that unfortunately happens in the big leagues, especially in games like that with the cold weather. You don't, the ball's slick, and and he's throwing two seamers in to try and get him out. So
yeah, Mike, you could see Keller's reaction. He clearly didn't mean to do it. He like recoiled when he saw the ball hit Paul in the face.
I would feel horrible.
As a quick follow up, have you encountered guys over the years that have gotten hit like that that are hesitant to go back and face major league pitching, or these guys are tough? They're they're just used to it at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I think that everyone's been hit high and in on by this, this point in their careers, mm-hmm. and for the most part, they just jump back in, and when their bones are healthy enough to play, they start a rehab assignment and get some swings, get some at bats, and get back at it.
What's going on with the Torpedo bats? Haven't heard anything in the last couple of days. You guys got a bunch of those yet, or what? Are guys still hitting bombs with them? Or is that kind of faded?
I think guys who hit bombs with whatever bat they use. Yes, we have. We've got a project to really investigate. What makes those bats so effective, and if they're effective, and mm-hmm. we have several guys on the team have them and have been using them, and have used them in the past. By the way, this bat didn't just come in the last 3 weeks of the
right.
They've been around, and I think that first week with the Yankees kind of brought it to the forefront and made it made it very popular.
Right.
So now that you're down CJ, obviously, I'm not sure when he's eligible to come off. And then Paul, like you said, will be on the IL. So you got Nunez playing short, Rosario playing third, and I assume you'll call somebody up, a left-side infielder to replace him?
Yeah, we'll call up somebody for today's game. It'll be an infielder, probably be Lipscomb. Okay. I think that's the logical guy that could, he could play defense at four different infield positions, and right-handed bat, and swing it pretty good in AAA. So I think that we've decided he'll be the guy that replaces him.
Gotcha.
And Mike, I'm just curious because it's such a funny topic to me. Which of the guys on the team do you know off the top of your head are using those Torpedo bats? You said a couple have been using them for a while.
Yeah, a couple have been using. I don't have the actual facts in front of me, so I don't want to throw out a couple of names. But if it's important,
it's not that. It's just funny.
I will investigate it and look into it.
No, it's fine.
And tell you next Wednesday.
It's just funny to me. That's all. It's interesting. if it works, it works. Who cares?
What talk about Jake Irvin last night, man? He was I know he struggled a couple starts before that, giving up four earned runs in each of his last two starts, but he was dominant last night.
Yeah, Jake gives you the opportunity to win almost each and every time out, and he's a big, strong, tough guy that's certainly not afraid of cold weather. He probably, that last night's game was probably the nicest game he pitched in his high school career up there in Minnesota. So he knows cold. He knows how to pitch in it. He knows how to prepare for it. And he's just, he's a warrior. It gives you, gives you everything he has every night, and usually goes, six innings per start. And he had it going last night. He had three pitches going and was attacking the zone, threw a lot of strikes, got ahead of a lot of hitters, and was able to put him away with some with either soft contact or a good play by the defense. So, gave us a real chance to win, and we finished it off with Ferrer and Finnegan, and got a nice needed victory. So, good team win. Nunez got a big hit with men in scoring position, and mm-hmm. Of course Woody hit the bomb the first at bat of the game. So. It was a good team fought win, and we got to tee it up and do it again tonight.
Talking to Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, president of baseball ops, kind of a big picture thing. Where is Josiah Gray at in his rehab? I think he was down there at spring training and he took fielding practice and started to throw, right?
Yeah, he's well along his way in his return to throw program, and he had Tommy John surgery and sometime in August, so that's a 12 to 16 month recovery time. So you know, we see what the calendar is, and we expect him towards the end of this baseball season.
Hmm. When you look around the rest of baseball and teams that have gotten off to good starts, I mean, obviously the Padres, Giants, Dodgers, so many teams actually gotten off to pretty good starts. Any of them surprise you?
No, those are all good teams that have an abundance of talent, and were expected to be good and have been good. So I think that when you go out and play those teams, you have to bring your A game, and have to play a really good game to beat them. And was shown by how we played the D-backs and the Dodgers. It's you have to take each pitch at a time and really focus in and for nine straight innings and play good baseball.
So you've got Mitchell Parker going tonight against Brady Falter. Bailey Falter, and Parker's been really good in his first couple starts. What do you expect from him?
Yeah, Park's been another guy, gives you a good chance to win the game, and was really good for us last year. It came out of nowhere in most people's eyes to have a good rookie season for himself, and first couple of early starts, he's been great. He throws strikes with three pitches. He's got the split changeup that he uses as his wipeout pitch, and has command of three pitches and pounds his own. Gives his defense a chance to make plays.
So 6:40 start tonight. Then I love 12:35 first pitches.
That loves day baseball.
It's the best thing ever. It's heaven on earth, man. 12:35 first pitch, and then you guys jump on a jet and go out to Denver.
Denver, yes.
Yep. You play Colorado this weekend.
It was a tough road trip to pack for. A lot of different climates in this road trip. So there's a lot of clothes in my suitcase.
Iverson? Wasn't Allen Iverson famous for every town? He just bought a new outfit.
Well, that's why he's damn near busted.
Yeah. He has burned through his money.
I think
just more suitcases.
Yeah, what was the temperature last night?
I think I saw on the scoreboard it was like 45 or something like that.
And it looked kind of windy, too.
That's crispy.
Windy. 45 and windy. And it rained all day. It was a miserable day.
You got a dub.
What about today? Same deal?
Yeah, just looking out the window, it's kind of cloudy, and it looks chilly out there, and the wind is blowing, yeah.
Okay, all right. All right, let's get a win. Mitchell Parker going to pitch well tonight.
All right, thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Okay, buddy.
Mike Rizzo.
You didn't ask him about Dylan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild... All the weird.
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
That makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I asked him.
You can't do it every week.
Yeah. Why not? I'm going to mention James Wood every week.
That's Mike Rizzo, President General Manager of the Washington Nationals. Presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local. Bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild... All the weird.
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
That makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.